Well, I'm probably about 3 miles out on the lake, and navigation's now going to be a little tricky because the batteries in both my GPS and my camera are pretty much dead. So, but to navigate across, you know, I had a fix on a ridge on top of a mountain that to take me close to my destination. Of course, if I don't keep my eyes peeled on it, since there's nothing to see otherwise here, very quickly start going off to the left or right. So I have to keep my bearings going pretty good. I have enough juice in my GPS, I can turn it on now and then if I had to. I'll just plug ahead along and get to the other side, get some new batteries and warm. But the footing's challenging because it's fairly deep crystally snow, and it causes me to slip my feet in it, so you can't really run real fast, but you can just kind of keep a steady pace going and work the quads pretty good. There was one place where two plates of ice had come together, where some ice was pushed up a little bit. Took a picture, hope it'll turn out with the little juice I had in my camera. The fog, or smog, is settled in pretty good, so you know, I can see the top of Timpanogos poking out over the fog. And looking back behind me, can still see Saratoga Springs shore pretty well, because I'm not quite half across, at a mile or so. I can faintly see the warm Pleasant Grove shore. Can hear off to the north kind of a little low hum and roar of the traffic on I-15. Besides that, if I stop, I really can't hear much of anything else. It's pretty quiet and silent out here in this desert snowy landscape. Looking to the south, where the sun is up in the sky, I cannot see anything beyond the horizon because the fog has obscured that. So yeah, looking down south on the lake, cannot see anything, just kind of a very cool flat horizon that looks like you'll fall off the end of the world. Temperature-wise, yeah, it's in the 20s. The gloves I brought were too warm, so I'm actually running without gloves. Put them in my pockets now and then. Doing okay. It's warmer on the flats here than I expected. The sun's just gives you a little thermal warmth. But I'll keep plugging along here and try to make progress across.